Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Boys, you have got a couple of, you know, trade strategies at this point of the season. We'll fly through these to finish off the show.
Yeah, for sure. First up, trade strategy at this point in the season is target the weak-willed. Yep. Target the people that you know are the rage traders. Target the people that you know that are easily given up on blokes.
Marriages are falling apart, whatever it might be, target them.
100%. And at this point in the season when, and I'll go through them at the moment in a minute, the underperforming guns and the overperforming specials, but those are the guys you're targeting, those underperforming guns. Yep. Sell them an overperforming special. And usually someone that's so narrow-minded and weak-willed will just go, oh, I just need wins or I just need to get this bloke out of my side. A perfect example is Scotty Drinkwater coming off a one-point game, now having 3 or 4 weeks off due to suspension. What a target. Someone is going to give him to you for free. And that is a perfect example. So if we go through some of the underperforming guns, Viliami Kikau, averaging 34 at the moment. Is he going to average 34 at the end of the season? No. Ronaldo Mulatalo, we talked about him earlier, 35. Please. Wait until Nico comes back. Fuck me. Jamal Fogarty, 41. What? Daniel Tupu, 43. Now, they are pushing the ball down the left, the Roosters, and it's just not clicking. Soon it will. Yep. Soon it will, and Daniel Tupu will be a 55 to 60 averaging CTW, and he is cheap as chips at the moment.
Love that.
Isaac Tungo, 44. Talked about him earlier. He'll be up around the 55, 60 average.
Huge value there.
You've got your boy, Nathan Cleary, 47. No one's going to give him up, but who knows? Package a few together. See if you can.
Someone might give away in your comp for a pint of Coke or something.
Yeah, a couple of cartons of beer, maybe a bottle.
Oh, probably not even that much in your comp.
Mitch Moses, 50 points average.
Yep.
He's going to be a 60 average player. Alex Johnston. We saw in the weekend they started really working that left edge, the Bunnies.
Yeah.
And we saw the old AJ. And the reason his average is so low is because the first game, they were very right dominant.
Well, the whole game.
That won't continue. They will be a left dominant team. It's just in their DNA. So that's cheap. James Tedesco, 53.
Yep.
Val Holmes, 55.
Yep.
Brian Tottle, 55. Isaiah Papali'i, 56.
Oh, he had a dog of a game last game, though. Yeah.
Now it's a time to strike.
Dog of a game.
Cam Pierre, 22.5.
Yeah, no one wants that. So then we'll guys that you want to flip. Overperforming specials. Guns. So Wade Egan, 94 average. Woo! Get rid of him.
Try in each game.
Will Kennedy, 88. Reid Marnie, 83. Woo! Jermaine Disarco, 78. Lachlan Fitzgibbon, 73. Liam Martin, 68. Sean Johnson, 67. All of them well overs at the
SJ
moment.
SJ is a prime target.
Well overs.
Yep. Yeah.
He
looks better, SJ, but he's still just...
He's some serious trade, yeah, bait. Yeah.
I mean, there could be 17 points of value there,
yep,
of selling 100%. Him high. Yep. So
what's Hopgood's average at the moment?
1,000. 1,000 roster baits.
Just Top Gun, I mean, Hop Gun. Sorry, Hop Gun.
In all seriousness, how many times have you masturbated to it? Mate, be honest.
I have rostabated so many times.
I expected the first 15 minutes of this show to be you two just going...
I've got
nothing
left to give.
And then to finish it up, Wooker and I will talk about this more on the weekly rubdown in the waiver wire, but some guys that are under 35%. And we've picked a number here. Like, we don't know what your waivers are doing and who's available on there. But 35% under that, usually there's going to be guys on most leagues that are available under that. Jackson Paulo on that right edge for the Roosters looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Joey Manu on the side, he just sucks in so many defenders. And Jackson Paulo's just sitting out there just going, give me the ball.
Yeah, I'll put this down.
Yep. Will Warbrick still. And we were all over him last week telling people to get him. It will click for him.
Yep.
Big body, plenty of tackle breaks in him. He'll get ball, he'll score tries. Matty Lodge has sunk under the 35% ownership.
But everyone will be looking at that 36 that he dropped in round one and be going, oh, no, he's injured now.
He's only three or four weeks away.
Yeah.
It's not like a full break. It's only a depression in his jaw. Like, he'll be back fine. CHN's there. Tyson Gamble's an interesting one if Pong is out for an extended period on that left edge with those guns.
Yeah.
Played pretty good. You could probably get him free agent, actually. Probably don't have to waiver him.
You'd have to waiver him, yeah.
Bryce Cartwright. We told everyone to go get him last week, and he looked fantastic again.
He was really good.
So I'm a big believer of Carty. He's in my side. Jesse Arthurs.
Yeah, like
what's going to happen with the Broncos, with Oates out? You would think Arthurs comes in on the wing there.
I would say almost certainly Arthurs comes in.
Now, I've heard some thoughts that maybe they move Cobbo to left and Arthurs comes in and plays right edge. Don't know how much merit has.
Why though?
I don't know. I've just heard that whether Arthurs is a specialty right edge player.
I think they'll keep the same.
Which is fantastic for Arthurs. Yeah.
Cobbo's done a full preseason.
You want Arthurs on the left.
Right.
We saw that Broncos left edge.
Do you want him on the left?
100%. Man, Walsh. Where does Walsh like to play?
Yeah, I just don't love being outside Herbie. He doesn't pass the fucking ball.
No.
That's
no.
my only worry.
No, but Walsh does.
That's fair. Yes. Yeah. That does.
And he
Walsh
loves
does like a cutout.
Yeah, and yes, he loves that true. Left edge sweep. It just seems to be his edge that he goes in, like
yeah,
AP
that's
does.
Yep.
So I love him. Mikhaili Ravalawa looked really good in the weekend.
Yes.
Plenty of runs, plenty of tackle breaks. Dragons looked a lot better than I thought. Yeah, but they looked a lot better. I mean, they did play the Titans.
He's got to give me another round just to pass the eye test.
He did have 19 runs and 5 tackle breaks. That's what I like from my CTWs.
Yeah.
Mark Nichols, stringing 2 games together with big minutes. If you need a front row forward, he's probably the best one out there at the moment.
Yep.
And this one, question for you, Guru. Alec McDonald, now that Nass is out, do you think he gets the start? Because his PPM is pretty sexy. And when
how far away do we think Sims is?
Well, you've got Sims, you've got Eisenhuth,
is that another
you've got Kamakamitha,
yeah.
And Aaron Penne was 18th man last week.
Yeah.
So
I forgot about Penne coming back.
Everyone forgets about Penne. Yeah. I forgot about him last week until I saw him. He's so
I don't
know.
He's a big unit too. They fucking
I personally think I personally think Welsh and King's minutes probably bump up a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think there'll be massive changes there. And I think it just about locks Tarek Sims into playing middle. I don't know when he's back, but I think it just about locks him into playing middle, really. So I think he already was.
Yeah. So he'd be the main beneficiary then.
Yeah, you got to remember too, like Eisenhuth's sort of come back. I'll talk about him in a minute, but like he's a club captain. He's got to be inside somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm. Which is probably spells Trent.
Could be either. Of them. You would think Trent Lira though.
There's at least
because I think Katoa looked real good.
Yeah, looks
he
amazing.
Looked real tasty.
Lira has been good though, but Katoa's shown the upside.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got any others there?
That's it, brother.
All right. Just to finish off. And I've sort of been writing these up as I've gone. I'll do a podcast on this over the next few days to go a little bit deeper and have a look at it. But I just sort of wrote down each team and just a couple of guys that could be stash guys on your bench for the future. You're probably waiting for injuries or whatnot, but they will come. It's
Guru's
a long season.
Black book special.
My little black book. And I'll go a little bit deeper on the potty in the next week or so. I'll go through every team and sort of that. But just off the dome, the guys that I've been looking at.
Oh, shit.
Roosters.
Good on the mind.
Tell me about it. Roosters, I'd be looking at Josh Wong. I think he's very close to making his debut. They've got injuries as it is. If they get an edge go down, he could come straight in. South Sydney, I'd be looking at their forwards. I don't know. There's a lot of guys to come back. I'm not seeing a heap of value there with guys. I don't think they've got anyone in their squad to go huge. Outside backs, though, if they have injuries, Richie Kennar and Tane Milne. I think they're the two next guys up there.
Kennar's scored well the times that
Kennar's
he's actually
Kennar's a gun. He's very good for... He's not a gun. He's got defensive issues, but he's very good super coach-wise.
Yeah.
And in that side, if he comes in, he'll probably play left wing. really good chance, especially if something happens to like Latrell's carrying an injury, which would probably mean AJ might shift back. He could come in there.
Do you think they do that with Taff now?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but I think it's worth
having a stud.
The Sharkies, Connor Tracy, as per, always one that could come in and play well somewhere. The other one I was thinking is the two back rowers with Wade Graham out, and with Wade Graham, I don't think ready to play 80 minutes. Who's the next guy up on the edge? I don't think it's Cam McInnes. I probably think it's going to be anyone. It could be Jack Williams.
Yeah.
So he might only be one injury away from McInnes being decent. Sure. Yeah. Dragons, not much doing here. Amone's not on the side at the moment. He might be on waivers. Yeah. Not a great super coach player, but if you're desperate for halves in deep comps, you could do worse.
Yep.
Tigers, I love that Asu Kapaa.
Yeah, he's done well playing centre last season and now
back row. Now, he's probably going to be picked up this week, but in 3 weeks' time or whenever Bateman comes back, I reckon Kapaa will be dropped to waivers, and I think he'll be one injury away from getting an edge spot on either side. So he's got to compete with Bloor, but I think he's already beaten Bloor out by the look of it, and he looks better than Bloor to me at the moment. So he's one to watch there. Cowboys, the obvious ones, Leilua, Lukey. I think there's a chance he gets named on Tuesday, so that'll be when you guys are watching this. Tom Chester could be next man up at fullback. Hamiso's not there. Guy after drinky is probably him.
Yep.
He could put Val or Hiku there, but I don't know if they'd want to change one of the best defensive sides.
So your thoughts are they'll keep Val at left centre and just keep that solid?
I kind of would, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Who would they replace Val at centre?
Well, that's the thing. You're looking at Benny Hampton, Shibasaki, I think they would rather keep their defensive structure.
That might force their hand.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I. And I know they played Hiku there the other day. I think that was because Hiku was having a shocker indeed, to be honest with you. So I wouldn't be surprised if they do go Tom Chester there. That one's a bit more of a punt, to be fair. Broncos, Arthurs. If it's not Arthurs, Pierre is still up there.
Yep.
He's great for Supercoach. We all know that.
Yep.
Their forwards, I don't know. There's your Palliasiers.
They've got a million centres.
Like Dean Mariner. Yeah. There are a few. Yeah. So it's tough to pick which direction they're going to go there. Dolphins, there's a few here that I love. One guy I got in my team is Connolly Lumelu. I think he will be the next man up on an edge if one of the two Melbourne boys goes down. He plays CTW. I think he'll score a stack there. Got attacking upside. I've got him in my team, very confident. Jack Bostock, when he eventually gets a shot, he's a great player. Very good. Milford.
Yeah.
I think he's dual position.
Do you think he gets a run though?
Oh, probably not. But if one of them, if Shauno or Katoa get injured, he has to get a run.
It is the first season, and like Katoa is a young body.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And also, Sean O'Sullivan is no stranger to an injury too. He's had a few throughout his career. The other one is a guy that came off the bench last week, Mason Teague.
I really like the Panthers.
He's very talented. He looked great. Yeah.
He's a bit.
Yeah, they let him go as well. Him and Katoa.
They have a choice, bro. They can't keep them all, and they're just everyone's trying to balance it all
big
out.
Money.
Yeah, and everyone's offering their reserve grade as first grade money. So there's only so much they can do realistically. Yeah. They've just got to hope they keep the right ones. For the Storm, Eisenhuth. He's a club captain. I think he's probably one injury away from coming in on an edge. He might even come back and play a bit of an edge, realistically.
Yep.
The reason why I like him is his dual position.
Yeah.
Howarth, always in this conversation. Obviously, probably will Howarth be for like eternity.
How long are we going to beat this drum?
Personally, I probably wouldn't hold him this year, in my opinion.
I'd agree.
But I think down the track he will be. But if their injury run keeps going as bad as it is, you never fucking know. The other one at Melbourne that I think is worth keeping an eye on is the fullback, Falongo. Played in the trial, was very good.
He looked really good.
Meany gets injured and Pappy's not here. He is next man up. He's in the top 30. He's training full time with them. He'll be a gun. If you can get your paws on him and he comes in, you can be very excited about him. Parramatta Eels, obviously Sean Lane sitting on a lot of waivers, well, apparently in the Cowboy League.
Not anymore, baby.
Not anymore. Woo-hoo! Not anymore. Someone that left their Labrador and their stick at home drafted him. He's one. I also think that as much as he's starting now, I think people will look at Cardi and go, oh, it's not going to be a long-term thing. I think it will be.
Yeah.
I think he'll beat out.
Yeah, we talked about this.
I think he'll beat out Dury for the other spot.
100%. Yep. Newcastle Knights, he's starting at the moment, but it's a matter of time until Marcy takes his spot. Heimel Hunt, base stats are always decent, and if he comes in, he'll play left wing, which I don't mind.
Yep.
Outside of that, not much doing at Newcastle.
Leo Thompson?
Leo Thompson's another one. I think he'll be picked up off all waivers this weekend, though, and I don't reckon he'll return to waivers either. I think he'll do well. Yep. So, yes, Leo Thompson.
Yep.
I mean, by the time they're watching this, if they're quick, they will be able to get him. Titans, Kelly's still got to come back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolute gun. Love him.
He was dropped a bit towards the back end of last season.
Yeah.
He obviously got suspended when he did come back. But do you think he has a spot? Do you think
I think if there's an injury, he comes in.
Yep.
And I think that if they start losing games, he'll be a guy that...
He's got such a tough
upside. Classy, bro. Yeah. He's so good.
And you can move Semi to a wing.
Yep. And he's the sort of guy...
any of the back four positions.
Yeah. And Kelly's the sort of guy to come in on any given game and set up three tries and score two. Yeah. He can just do it out of nowhere. So the other one at the Titans, obviously Jaden Campbell coming off the pine at the moment. No one wants him.
Yep.
Even when he does play huge minutes, he's not a great Supercoach scorer, but he's got upside.
He's got heaps of upside.
Heaps of upside there. Penrith, Hosking, spoke about him. He's in my side. I think he's the must-have guy at Penrith if you've got a spare bench spot. The other one, I thought it was Jesse McLean next man up. I think it might be Tom Jenkins now.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yep. Okay. Red-headed kid, played left centre in the trial. He actually debuted last year. Very talented player. Yeah. He's one to keep an eye on. Manly, KO Weeks.
Yeah.
Next man up in a few spots like that. Ben Trbojevic, it's probably a longer shot.
Yeah.
And then the other one is also Cooper Johns, if all this doesn't work out with Schuster.
Mm.
I love Cooper, but he's played well.
Mm.
What about the backup hooker that they played?
Yeah, Gordon.
He looked real classy.
I just can't see a world where he's a big minute hooker.
Yeah.
If Lachlan Croker did his ACL tomorrow, I still think that they would play him and a Lawton or someone. I just don't think he's going to have big enough minutes. So I actually think he's a bit of a trap, to be honest with you. I just don't think it'll ever be any better than a job share.
Mm.
New Zealand, Metcalf is the obvious one here.
Yep.
Jazz, Curran, now that he's injured.
Yeah, he's going to be, and after the first round debacle with his score and everything else, he's going to be dropped on pretty much all waivers.
They were lucky enough to play Newcastle in round one and beat them. They've looked good. Sean Johnson's looked good so far, but Ronald Volkman is on an absolute fucking tear in cup. He's two games in with, I think, six tries, so he is... Mm. Flying down there, and I think he will continue. So Volkman's another one to keep out. Now, I think I've named every single team except one, and I cannot work out for the fucking life of me who it is. Raiders. So I apologize dogs. To Raiders, is it?
Raiders or Dogs or both?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One, two.
This is top shelf stuff here. Canberra Raiders, I think you're looking at that forward pack, the bench guys like your Corey Horsbrough, your Emre Goolas, these sort of guys. Doggies, it should have been Jacob Preston. If you've been listening to me and Timmy the last few weeks, you would have known about Preston. And it is Canterbury. My other one is Carl, the 5'8". Yep.
I've got him
my team. Carl so another one to watch there.
Nice.
I love that. Nice little topic off the dome there.
I love that. It's good.
I'm hesitant to go too deep because I know that all those motherfuckers in my comp will be paying attention.
If you've got 48-man squads like the Guru, then these ones are really good.
You got to have those long lists.
This is for the players that play the deep proper leagues that want to compete with each other and don't want to play Mickey Mouse footy every week. Boys, I appreciate you. Are we done and dusted? I think that's it for this month.
We'll be back next month.
Yeah, I think we're looking at about the 30th of next month. So it is a bit of a wait. Yep. I've got a certain event coming up in that time. So it's a draft celebration.
It'll actually work out really well. That'll be around... Round 9, something like that, which works out really good for Walker's strength of schedule stats.
Yeah,
I've got my first ring ceremony of the year coming up before I collect my second one in late August.
Just collecting bling all over the place.
That's it. But I think round 9 will be good timing.
Yeah. We'll have the first flip and fetch of the season.
Yeah.
Love that. Beautiful. Boys, where can everyone, if they aren't following you already on social
media? Anywhere on social media, Weekly Rubdown, search us. Obviously, get us on wherever you get your podcasts as well. And the Patreon.
Yeah.
Search the Patreon Weekly Rubdown. The rubber stats on there. It's firing. It's humming. If you're serious about your super coach, whether it be classic, whether it be draft, don't give a fuck. The stats on there will help you win games. It'll help you win comps, I'm telling you.
And we're just about to release a few of big things coming up. So we've got a captain selector tool. We've got a few other things to help go through the season. So in round 7, once we get enough stats on the board, we'll start to release the 6-round average. So you've got a bit of a form guide as well as your season average and a few other things. So, yeah, exciting times. So keep your eye out if you are on Patreon already. But if you're not, hook us up.
When we return in round 9, I think I will be 4-5. Wook, what do you think your score? How will you be looking?
I think I'll be 4-5. So
I'll be 4 wins, 5 losses, I reckon.
I think I'll be 5 wins, 4 losses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big timer?
I'll go with 5-4. 5 wins, 4 losses.
Yep. Can you give yourself a winning record?
Yep.
With that team?
Yep.
Okay.
Go back yourself, boys. Fuck.
Yeah, well, mate.
Confidence.
You've got to be blind.
You're winning
confidence.
Early, not winning late, boys.
Mate, yeah. That's how I've got 2 championships.
Okay. That's cute. That's good.
Yeah,
we're counting that league.
Sound bite that one.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us once again on The Wire. Make sure you are following The Weekly Rubdown on all of your social medias. If you are a serious draft player and you're not doing the Patreon, I've got a question. What the fuck you are doing? Make sure you get on it. I know a number of the boys in my comp are on it. And despite it not helping them in any way, shape, or form, I think it will help some people out there. So make sure you get on with the boys doing the absolute best work in draft. It's why I get them down here once a month. We sweating or what?
The middle, I started sweating a lot, yeah. And I was like, "Oh, something's happening here." But then I've just acclimatized to it.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Deep sweats, mate. Deep sweats.
Sweat. Sweat's got no pants on.
Yeah. I'm scared if you untuck those shirts.
I'm not joking, guys. Flood. He has no pants on.
How good. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us once again on The Wire. We will see you on the 30th of April. Bit of a wait. That'll be round 9. Good luck with your waivers, your draft season, everything. And we will see you round 9. How good.
All right.
Cheers, legends. The Wire.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.